Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Welcome in at this time, Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, we are doing a broadcast from a spaghetti breakfast in downtown Pittsburgh, outdoors, where there are thousands of people lined up to get free spaghetti breakfast. That sounds like something up your alley, Jeff.
In anticipation for the event, I should have eaten spaghetti already this morning, so I was properly in the right state of mind to do this interview.
Yeah, I know.
This is an offensive lineman's paradise, Jeff. You have no idea. Hot sausage, meatballs, sauce, pasta.
Oh my God, I love. I did a. You guys know the Joe Moore Award for offensive linemen.
Yes.
So I came up to Pittsburgh and did a camp in June, and we got one night. They brought in hot sausage and peppers and meatballs. I don't know where it was from. It was out of this world, man. It was so good.
It's from E.J. Borghetti's basement.
Yeah, we had Aaron Taylor on not long ago, and he's a big champion of all that Joe Moore stuff. And absolutely, yeah. All those guys get together. Jim Tom Sula and everybody, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great time. I forget what high school we were at for the camp, but, yeah, we went to a bar or two. But, yeah, the fun and food one night, it was so good. So good.
Well, let's talk about this. There's new developments with Antonio Brown this morning. The texts and the threatening texts, it seems like, to the source of the Sports Illustrated story. Can this guy keep surviving without being suspended?
Well, these text messages aren't very good, I don't think. But good job by, I think it's Robert Klemko of SI, continuing to gather this information. You know, last weekend, I was kind of firmly on the side of the Patriots. You know, like, yeah, there's really nothing concrete right now. Just play him until otherwise. But NFL is probably going to have to step in here and put him on the exempt list at some point. That's probably what the right answer is. Look, if you leave it up to the team to decide what to do, they're never going to sit a guy. I mean, and this is why the NFL is make decisions as a team, right? The Patriots can easily say, yeah, we're going to make him inactive and, you know, we'll kind of avoid the embarrassment of him playing on Sundays if something worse comes out about his civil lawsuit. But typically, they leave it up to the NFL, and the only way the NFL can really do that is put them on the commissioner's exempt list. Because I think you set a precedent that might not be the best, which is obviously if anyone brings a civil lawsuit against you for whatever reason, and I'm not diminishing this lawsuit, I'm just saying, speaking in generalities, that, you know, if you're an NFL player and someone brings a civil lawsuit against you, and there hasn't even really been time for discovery and for an investigation, and they put you immediately on the commissioner's exempt list, or they inactivate you, or they cut you, that obviously sets a bad precedent if, in fact, that ends up not being, you know, that case ends up being thrown out, or the settlement's made, or something, right, where it never actually goes to, you know, never finishes out, and you're not guilty of anything. So that's always the question here, right, is what's the line to where it's like, this isn't good for the NFL. We're going to sit you, Antonio Brown, but you know what? We're kind of not sure still, so we're going to let you play.
Jeff Schwartz with us here on the Fan Morning Show on a Football Friday. Is this going to end up, I mean, we're only 2 weeks in, so who knows where it's going to go from here, but it certainly seems that at least the first month of the season so far, Jeff, it looks like the season of the backup quarterback, and it continued last night, I guess.
Yeah, you know, we had this, was it 2 years ago we had this, where we had a bunch of guys getting hurt? But we know that, you know, at some point, some of these older quarterbacks are just going to get injured, right? I mean, what Tom Brady is doing is not normal. I mean, he almost looks younger now than he did when he was like 27. That's amazing. Big Ben has an elbow injury, kind of an overuse injury, and Drew Brees has a freak thumb injury, and, Nick Foles, unfortunately, had gotten hurt, and, it happens, right? Some of these older quarterbacks eventually are going to break down. And teams have to prepare for it. I'm not sure. I don't know if Mason Rudolph is the guy for the Steelers. They obviously have now 14 games to find out. But eventually some of these older quarterbacks were just going to be beat up and broken down. And it seems to be happening, you know, maybe in bunches. You're obviously with Eli being sat in New York too, you know, you have three guys, Breeze and Eli and Big Ben, who have been staples in this league for so long that are no longer playing right now.
Jeff, when you watch film or you see video or you just think about his college career, what does Mason Rudolph do for you, or what doesn't he do for you, either way?
Well, you know, we used to think that some of these guys in the air raid offense, right, were just these guys that threw the ball all the time in college, you know, had no chance in the NFL, right? I mean, that used to be what the conversation was. And now I think we're seeing that it's not the case anymore, right? Because, I mean, that's what you're producing out of college now. So the NFL had to adapt because you're not getting these quote-unquote pocket quarterbacks anymore. Like mobility and the ability to throw the ball accurately is part of what the college game is now. So, of course, the NFL game had to kind of get with the picture, and they have. So the way I look at Rudolph is kind of simple. You know, most times teams are drafting franchise quarterbacks in the first round or the high, you know, top of the second round. Not often are we getting Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Dak Brady. Even Dak was not really drafted to be the guy. He just happened to be really good. So, you know, Mason Rudolph being great and being a franchise quarterback would be rare. Now, I don't know if he can do it or not. I'm interested to find out the next couple of weeks. And they obviously believe in him because they would not have traded the first-round draft pick away for Fitzpatrick if they didn't feel that he was their guy. And now, obviously, he has an ample opportunity to do that. Look, he's still a great offensive line. He still have weapons. Now, I got to say, the offense probably can't just remain kind of like run the ball and take a bunch of shots. I mean, they're going to have to build in some easy throws for Rudolph to get him in the flow of things. I don't have a great answer for if he's going to be great or not. I don't know. History would say no, but I'm open to watching him before deciding whether or not that's the case.
Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We'll save some spaghetti for you. We're in downtown Pittsburgh. It's bonkers. It's like Chris said, it's an offensive lineman's paradise. So thanks again. Enjoy football this weekend, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You know, that's a really interesting point that Jeff makes, that in the past you watch a guy from the Big 12, you watch a guy, an air raid guy, and they throw. But shouldn't we evolve our thoughts with the NFL evolving their offenses?
Yes, because that's the first throwback that people give to you when you talk about whether it be Mayfield, whether it be about Rudolph. Well, there's Big 12 quarterbacks. No Big 12 quarterback had won a playoff game before Pat Mahomes last year.
Right.
That's all well
and
good.
We like to count him as being good.
Right, but the game has fundamentally changed in the way that offenses are run, and I think that has to be a part of the discussion when you talk about these quote-unquote Big 12 quarterbacks, these air raid quarterbacks. It's not the same, and that's why I think when people ask, well, are they going to have to scale back the offense for Mason? No, he's going to walk in there and sling the football around because that's what he's been doing since he was old enough to throw a football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.